This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The United Nations Refugee Agency Tuesday warned the conflict in Sudan is further driving displacement of Sudanese people after thousands streamed into neighboring Chad in South Sudan. The agency said at least 20,000 refugees from Sudan had arrived in Chad, and some 4,000 South Sudanese refugees who'd been living in Sudan had returned to their home country. The agency cautioned those figures could rise. Addressing a UN briefing in Geneva, UN High Commission for Refugees spokeswoman Olga Serrato warned of the impact of the conflict in Sudan on refugees.
The humanitarian impact of this crisis will be harsh. Before this crisis, Sudan hosted more than 1 million refugees and 3.7 million were internally displaced. Assistance programs that were already overstretched are now severely hampered.
The UN Refugee Agency said over 800,000 South Sudanese refugees live in Sudan, a quarter of whom are in Khartoum and directly affected by the fighting. They expect about 125,000 refugees who fled to North Sudan to flee fighting in South Sudan are likely to return south. Sudan's warring generals have pledged to observe a new three-day truce brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia to try to pull Africa's third-largest nation back from the abyss. Those claims were immediately undercut by the sound of heavy gunfire Tuesday in the capital, Khartoum. Several previous ceasefires declared since the April 15th outbreak of fighting were not observed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, the U.S. would be working with the Sudanese, along with regional and international partners, to create a committee to oversee negotiations and implementation of a permanent cessation of hostilities in Sudan. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, warned Tuesday of a huge biological risk after one of the sides in the Sudan conflict